And welcome back, everyone, day two of our June 2026 Game Vision Parks Commission meeting. We're going to jump right into the rest of our agenda. Yesterday we left at item 18, Youth Trapping Recruitment Program and Coyote Bounty Updates with Jackie Ermer, who will be joining us virtually.
Good morning, Madam Commissioner, Chairman. Can you hear me this morning?
We can, yeah, we can see you too.
Perfect. Let me see if I can share my screen here. Make sure that all works on a Friday morning. Hopefully you guys all had a nice evening in Madison last night. Let's see. Are you able to see that?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
All right. All right, good morning again, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. My name is Jackie Ermer. I'm the Regional Wildlife Supervisor for Game, Fish, and Parks up in the Northeast, based out of Webster. This morning, I'm just going to give a brief summary of our 2026 Youth Trapping Recruitment Program and a little update where we're at so far on the county, the Coyote Bounty Program. So as you remember, the Nest Predator Bounty Program began in 2019, but was renamed and reworked a little bit this year. The program this year was renamed the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program, and it was open only to South Dakota resident youth under the age of 18, so no adults for this program this year. It started on March 1st and was set to close July 1st, or if the maximum of 200,000 was reached before then it would be closed. We did have our pre-scheduled collection dates and sites as we've had in the past. We had those again this year. And the maximum was actually reached on April 22nd this year. And then the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program was closed at that time. Again, we paid $10 per eligible tail, and the species were the same: raccoon, striped skunk, red fox, badger, and opossum. And this year we had, for the youth trapping recruitment part of the program, we had 728 total youth participants. And each participant was again offered the National Trappers Association trapping handbook if they hadn't received one in previous years. And then we also continued the Benton Howe Youth Trap weekly giveaway. And this year, they were given a free live trap. Even though the program, the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program, was closed on April 22nd, we continue to do that weekly drawing since the Coyote program is open. So we continue to do those weekly drawings. Just a couple graphs I have just to try and summarize what we saw here. Remember March of 2022, when this was the Nest Predator Bounty Program, it was open only to youth during the month of March starting in 2022. So this graph isn't, at least only shows the youth just for the month of March, even though it was renamed this year to the Youth Trapping Recruitment Program, it was still just for youth the month of March. So this is still relevant. The blue bars are the number of youth that participated in the month of March, and then the orange bar would be the number of tails that were submitted during the month of March. And you can see a pretty good increase this year of both the number of youth participating in March and the number of tails submitted. This was actually just a nice March. It was nice and open. Remember 2023 was the winter that wouldn't end. Snow was still deep, I think, well into April. It's probably why both the youth and the number of tails submitted that year was quite a bit lower. This year was quite a bit nicer outside, thankfully. We have a dashboard on our website. This is just a snapshot of that dashboard. And something a little bit different this year is up on the top, you can see there says Youth Trapping Recruitment Program, Coyote Bounty Program, and Nest Predator Bounty Program, and retired in parentheses. So there's a couple more options added this year. We'll just focus on the youth trapping recruitment part of it, which is the picture, that snapshot that is shown here. So for the program, 23,771 tails were submitted this year. And that map, the darker tone of brown, I guess we'd call that, would be the counties where more tails were submitted, and the lighter colored ones typically were, I think the values were 250 tails or less were submitted in those counties. And then those little pie chart down in the bottom left there kind of breaks it down by species, what was submitted. So you can see raccoon was by far the most common. Top 10 counties for submission this year were Minnehaha, Turner, and Charles Mix counties. And this is, you can go on to the dashboard anytime and see these numbers. This next graph here, it's not quite apples to apples because now we're looking at the total nest predators that were submitted by year. And obviously this year, the program was only open to youth. So the maximum was also less. It was 20,000 tails or 200,000, where all the other years it was 500,000 max. That's that yellow line going across there. So every year we pretty much reached that max, except for in 2020, where likely because that year it was only $5 a tail. And if you remember, fortunately, that was the year COVID began, and there was just a lot of uncertainty, I think, with the coming into public spaces, and so probably played a part in there. But we had reached it the max every year other than that. This is just a quick breakdown of the nest predators that were removed from this year. Again, the blue there showing raccoons was by far the most submitted, followed by opossum this year. Usually opossum and striped skunk kind of pretty similar, maybe go back and forth a little bit over the years. And then badger and red fox have a few submissions. This is just a bar graph showing then all the years of the program. Again, realizing that this year it was open just to youth, but just really shows you again and just another view of raccoons being the most submitted, followed by skunk and opossum, sometimes kind of flip-flopping which one's a little bit more, but, and then fox and badger. And then new this year is the Coyote Bounty Program. And this program was open to all South Dakota residents of all ages. This program did not start until April 1st, and it goes to July 1st, or if the maximum of 300,000 is reached before then it will be closed. For these coyotes, it is $30 per eligible tail. And as of the end of May, when I was looking at numbers, we've had 454 total participants so far, of which 124 of those were have been youth. And likely we'll see that change because that this program is still currently active. Again, since the end of May here, when I took this snapshot, we had just over 3,000 coyote tails submitted. And again, up on that top banner, I just clicked the Coyote Bounty Program and then I got this dashboard. So if you wanted to look at this one, you would click that toggle on the top. I looked just yesterday, and it looked like there was maybe about 200 more coyote tails submitted from when I took this snapshot. So, and here you can see Beetle, Edmonds, and Charles Mix have been the top counties for submissions so far. Just a quick summary of the program participation in both these programs so far. So the youth trapping recruitment program, for the month of March, we had 276 youth, which is up. Last year it was about 140 youth, I believe. And for the whole program, it closed on April 22nd, but we had 728 youth that participated in that program. And so far for the county or the coyote bounty, we've had 124 youth, 330 adults, so over 400 of all ages. Expect that obviously to go up since that program is still active. So in both these programs together, we've had 836 youth out there, and we've had 90 of those youth that actually participated in both programs. And I think when I looked the other day, there were 18 kids that actually had only participated or have only participated in the coyote bounty so far. So they didn't, maybe their interest was more coyote. So seeing a little bit of difference in numbers there, but that's pretty much what I have for a summary of the program so far. If you have any questions, I could try to entertain those.
Very good. Thank you, Jackie. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Jackie. Just on the nest predator conversion to the youth trapping, I think that's a I think it's really good to see that those participants are up, I guess, when we look at youth just watching this and looking at the pictures of the kids here with the traps. I'm just gonna say that I once was that size, and at that time in the 70s, pheasants had taken a real hit from the 76, 77 blizzard, and the Game Fish and Parks had a program where youth could participate in raising and releasing pheasants. And I'll tell you, whether or not it made a difference that we released pen-raised birds, I mean, you're going to have plenty of people that are going to advocate against that, thinking, no, well, that isn't going to do any good. Pen-raised birds won't survive. What does survive out of these things is that connection. It instills within these young people that are doing this that they're participating. They're doing something to increase the quality habitat that we have out there, increase successful nesting for the pheasants and waterfowl, and they can do that. I mean, it's a real contribution, and it's a real improvement to what we've got out there. And for young people, it's a way to get them hooked. And as a commissioner here on the Game Fish and Parks, I think it's pretty neat to look back at how those first connections were made with the seals in my area, all those years ago, and it was through trapping and things that, that we did, raising those birds and releasing them. And I can still picture Doug Soleil out banning birds, and when we released them, and that was a big part of it. And I tell you, I was hooked. I was hooked on pheasant hunting. I was hooked on waterfowling, all of it. And I gotta think a big part of that was that connectivity with the Game Fish and Parks Department, and the collaboration they had with landowners. And it's just a neat thing to see that we're not raising and releasing birds today with the youth, but this predator program, and now youth trapping program, is kind of a version of that, and it's fun to see. So thank you very much for the work on that and for the great report.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other comments or questions from the commission? Seeing none, thank you, Jackie. We appreciate the information.
Thank you.